We have another live show for you guys. We're coming back to New York City because I'm back in town. We put something together for May 15th. We're back at Sesh Comedy. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m.
I'm so excited. We loved Sesh when we were there the last time. I'm pumped to be able to do another show back in New York so soon. So Wednesday, May 15th.
For tickets, head to our website at findingmrheight.com/live. That's findingmrheight.com/live. You can get your tickets right there.
That ticket link will be up as you are hearing this announcement.
And the venue is BYOB. So if you want a drink, bring a drink. If you like a Diet Coke, bring a Diet Coke. And we're going to hang out afterwards. We can say hello to everybody. Hope to see you all there.
See you there.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like a fraud right now giving this advice. But, you know, it's worked for me in the past. Just this, not this week.
Just not right now, necessarily.
Yeah,
we picked a really good week to schedule this episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast. I am Allie Jackson.
And I'm Erica Spiro.
My co-host. Oops, I forgot to not say that. Sorry.
There you go.
Bye,
that's okay. I can hop right in. I'm Allie Jackson. I'm Erica Spiro. Hi. Our voices sound similar to some of you, but we are different people.
Oh, man. Apparently, I'm still on Costa Rica time.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to the U.S. How was the trip?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so magical. I think the only way, like the best way to describe it. So Costa Rica has this mantra, pura vida, like pure life. And I didn't realize until going there how much it actually permeates like everything they do. Like they say it all the time, but it's also just everywhere. Like it just feels like everyone there is just so grateful for their life and like so happy with what they're doing. Like every guide that we had, every bartender that we had, they're all like, yeah, this is amazing. I get to do this every day. Like it just was such an uplifting place to be.
Oh, I love that. I can see why your parents loved it too.
Oh my God. Yeah. My mom said the same thing about it before I went, that she's like, you're just going to be so happy while you're there. Like it's just the happiest place. And she was right.
Yeah. And also just like all the greenery, the scenery.
Oh,
just right in the middle of the freshest air. Ugh.
Out of control pretty. We saw the coolest stuff. We saw sloths. We saw macaws. Some of the group saw a toucan. I unfortunately did not see the toucan. I was in a different part of the tour at the time. What else? Somebody saw a sea turtle. I unfortunately didn't see that one either. But then we saw these white-faced monkeys, and there was this mother monkey carrying her baby on her back, and they walked right by us in the national park that we were at.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was so cute. This baby monkey, I can't even, like my mind exploded at how cute it was.
Yeah, it looked like you were right in the middle of, I don't know, the rainforest where, like now yeah. I sound dumb. I'm like, but it
no,
is, right?
That's it's what the middle it was. Of rainforest. Yes. Yeah. And it was like, just so cool. And the group was just really special and everybody got along and people were forming friendships. Like it was just incredible. And like the group chat is, we just got back yesterday. The group chat is going off today about like, so where are we meeting for dinner? Like,
yeah. The post-vacation blues.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just wonderful. I miss the group already. I miss the place already. I'm just really just feeling grateful for the time and for everyone who traveled and made it as special as it was.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. I was looking at their trips too, because I was like, I've never been. I've always wanted to go. But it's such a big country. So I'm like, you know, nice to utilize, especially if you want to do like different areas and have somebody organize all that for you.
Yeah, that was the only thing that I didn't really like consider beforehand. It's like relative, obviously, to like the US, it's small, but there's a lot going on. And there's like different things. So we started in like the mountains by the volcano and like did, you know, we rappelled down waterfalls and all this stuff, but we also went to the beach and those two things are not close. So like there is like travel time involved and coordination and logistics. And yeah, having somebody deal with that was just really clutch.
Yeah. I wanted me and my friends almost, we stupidly were like, oh, maybe we'll do our like long weekend in Costa Rica. We're looking at different places and then looking up like airport to beach. We were like, you know what? Not really a weekend trip.
Yeah, it's like it was like over 2 hours from our beach hotel back to the airport.
Yeah. Oh well. You got to see everything. It's nice.
Yeah, it was so fun. And we talked about your Costa Rica trip because one of the travelers on my trip is going, or not Costa Rica, Croatia.
Yeah.
One of the travelers on my trip is going to Croatia. And so we were talking about that and just like, it's just really cool to, you know, go to these new places and form friendships and have this like, I don't know, ongoing community. Just really cool.
I know. I'm pumped. It's like practically a month away.
I know.
Ish. Yeah. Like 50 days or something like that.
Nuts. Wild.
So excited. Anyway.
Yeah. So so it was great. I don't really have any updates besides the fact that I was in the jungle. I haven't really talked to Mr. Worldwide. That's my only update.
Oh, okay. Do you think you're going to reach out?
He's not back yet. So I think I'll reach out when I know he's back. Like we talked a little bit at the beginning of his trip before I left. And then he asked me at the end of our last date if I like wanted to see pictures from his trip. And I was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Like definitely. Yeah. And I don't know. He was gone for like 5 days before I left. Didn't really hear from him. So I was like, all right, like maybe I'll just reconvene when he gets back. I'm not sure exactly what day, but it's like sometime next week.
Yeah. Well, you know, gives you time to adjust.
Totally.
Just, you know, back in the work mode and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a rude awakening today of doing things.
Always.
But yeah, so that's really my only update is haven't talked to him. So we shall see.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah, but you've got a lot going on and yet not a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck, LA? What the hell is happening in LA? Yeah.
The title of this update is what the fuck?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's I've heard the LA culture can be a bit flaky overall. Mm-hmm. Wow, I am experiencing that heavy in dating right now. Because I was excited, you know, to come back and I didn't have a lot of shows other than I traveled with Jordan and I was like, oh, it'll be nice to let me really get settled, fully unpack. I have all my stuff here now, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, if I don't have a show at night, I have plenty of time to date. Let's go on some dates. We're finally steadily in one place. Let's do it. And I set up 3 dates this past week and a half. And all of them have been canceled / rescheduled / people disappear.
Unfucking real. Unfucking real.
Yeah, I mean, it is real. It's happening to me. But,
well,
you know.
Okay, yeah.
But it's just, it's one of those moments you go, I don't really know what else to do here.
There's objectively nothing else to do. Like,
yeah, I do have a date tonight that is on the books and the man did confirm right before we started recording. So I was like, okay, one date's happening.
Yeah.
One date's happening.
This one, you've had the time and the place for a while, right?
Yeah. To be honest, I rescheduled this one. We were supposed to go out Tuesday. Now we're going out tonight instead. Cause I had a friend's birthday I didn't know pop up and she was like, oh, we're like meeting here and come meet some other comedians and stuff. And I just was like,
oh, fun.
That's, I don't want to say more important than dating for me right now, but I basically was like, let me see if I could just reschedule this date to another day. And you know, it was plenty of notice and he was like, oh yeah, totally fine. Let's do Thursday. I'm like, great. So,
I mean, first of all, totally fair if that's more important than dating, but also you found a way to make both of them work anyway.
Yeah, I think I more said that because, to be honest, right now I'm feeling this like real struggle about what to focus on and put time and energy in. Because when I don't have shows and I don't have as much out here because I'm just newer here, so it is what it is. And there's just less shows and the fact that you have to drive, it's very hard to do, you know, more than one in one night. Where in New York, I could do 4. I did 5 before, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So a lot of New York comics that come to LA and they feel this like withdrawal, even if they do get booked a lot, it's like not enough. Right. And I'm lucky that I don't have that where I'm like, hey, yeah, I want to be busy. I want to be doing shows. But like if I have 2 in a night, I'm like, great. Awesome. When I'm done, I'll go home. I have other stuff to work on. Like I'm happy.
Right.
But there is this, you know, it's a hustle to it. And there's part of me being like, well, this month, I'm like, you have the time, you're here, you have the ability to go on dates. I feel like I should take advantage of it and do that and kind of focus on that. But now I have a set, you know, that's very important in June. So come May, I'm like, I got to crank up my spots and things like that. And also because it takes time to get booked. So I've been reaching out to people this month. But it's just, to be honest, I'm just finding it really hard to balance. Not even the importance, just literally the balance of like my time and my energy. Mm-hmm. Because it's this playing question in your head that you're like, what am I going to regret more later? And we never know the answer to that, essentially.
Yeah, I really feel that hard right now. Because I've talked about it a bunch, but I've been feeling unmotivated to be on the apps at all. Mm-hmm. And I like have a few matches that I need to message. And I'm just like, ugh, I just don't want to. But at the same time, that like, what will I regret more thing comes in. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, you know, 6 months from now, am I going to be like, man, like I really had some time to do that and I didn't. And now I'm busy with whatever other thing. And I wish that I had like put more energy into it back when I had the energy, or not that I haven't right now, but like the time or whatever it is. And you just don't know.
I know. And especially with my trip coming up, I was like, yeah, the week before my trip, I would not see the point in me like going on first dates that week.
Don't make sense.
You know, like, because, you know, but then you go, well, what about universe timing? Maybe that's the week you meet. And I'm like, I don't have time for that. All right. Like, come my trip. I had my trip and I took the earlier date for the sets because I want to get mine in as much as like early as I can. Mm-hmm. So the week I come back is really super grind time of like, let me get back on stage. Let me get fresh. Let me make sure like I have it down. I'm ready. So it's just like, yeah, that's, I have stuff that just takes priority. So it's just kind of, it is what it is. And I'm not bummed about that. It's more just all of a sudden there's that voice in my head being like, okay, but you also have to put time and energy into this part of your life because, you know, you would like to be in a relationship. And what do you expect if you don't put any? But then I keep having these dates get canceled. It makes me be like, fuck this. I should just be booking shows then.
Like, well, right. You know? Because if they're not putting in the energy and you're like, well, if I'm the only one trying, then why the fuck does it matter?
Right. Like then that becomes a night I'm like, oh, I could have done something else instead. Mm-hmm. But I've been really lucky, you know, work's been great of reaching out to me to invite me to like different stuff. We went to like a trivia night 1 week, her and a couple of her friends.
So fun. And
yeah, so I've been very lucky that I've had some really great friends that like when I've had these dates get canceled, 2 out of 3, you know, I told a friend like, oh, this got canceled. And they were like, oh, you want to come over? You want to do this? Like, I got this going on. So it's good because overall my feeling of LA, and I've found a lot of people actually agree with this, even the ones that lived here for years. When people ask me like, how's LA? I'm like, to be honest, it feels a lot more isolating than New York. And I don't know if that's because I'm new or literally we're in cars. You don't walk anywhere. I'm not having as much just people to people interaction through my day other than like my roommate if I'm, you know, around a lot.
I think that makes total sense of why, even though I like live alone and I work from home, I still feel like I get more interaction here than I do when I'm home. Like I lived at home for a while. Like it was technically like post-pandemic, but like people were out doing things and I felt very isolated there, even though I had friends and went and did stuff.
Right? Isn't it weird? It's weird. I don't know exactly what it is, but I was like, oh, man. And I think it's more shocking to me because I would come out here for periods of time, even this year. But then it's like I had shorter time. So I was really cramming stuff in. And maybe that's part of it. But there's been times I came out here for like a month or two to like feel out LA because I've been thinking about moving here since like 2019, actually. And I was going to do it in 2020. And then, you know, the world shut down. But those months I was out here, I didn't feel it as much. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm kind of racking my brain of like, what exactly? So I do have my little friend list in LA. I've been good about that. So
I love that.
It almost feels like I need to have like at least 1 day a week I schedule something to go hang out with somebody. So I'm actually going to go hang out with Cassidy this weekend. I'm really excited. Oh,
amazing.
To see her.
Yeah. Fun.
So and she was even like, I guess she's just having some friends over Sunday for like a chill, hang, dinner, order, you know, pizza or something. So I was like, oh, great. Yeah. I'd love to come. Like, count me in. So.
That's awesome.
You know, I think the hardest part is just feeling like I'm bothering people.
I really strongly don't think that you are.
Right. But you know that feeling?
When you're like, I know exactly the feeling you're talking about, but I really don't think you are.
Yeah. That's just, I think the comedy side is the side that I've been not as good at because I assume more so like at night people are busy. I don't know. So I'm trying. It's going well. It's like, I'm very lucky that I have people out here that I know. If anything, I have a lot more empathy for people that write in all the time of like, I moved to this new place and how do I make friends? And I'm like, I have friends here and I feel isolated and a little weird and a little like not fully settled, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. I mean, I've lived in the same place for 15 years. I can't imagine moving somewhere else. I don't really have friends other places. Like most of my friends at this point live here.
Well, yeah, that's a factor too, for sure.
Like if I moved to LA, I would have friends. But like pretty much besides LA, I don't really, like I have a couple friends here and there. But especially in my like doing the types of things that I'm doing. Like for example, I have friends in Chicago. Both of them have little kids. So like that would be very different than like, you know. So yeah, you're right. I can't imagine moving somewhere and having absolutely zero.
I have though. God bless the algorithm, I guess. I have been getting a bunch of different kind of dating stuff popping up.
What kind of stuff?
Well, this one thing I saw is it's like you go and people pitch their friend for you to date. Have you seen this? Did I send this to you?
I sent this to you.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It popped up again. I saw it today and I was like, oh, it's that's so cool. Ticket. I should get a ticket. Yeah. It's so funny, but it's also like, yeah, you know what? People are not the best at selling themselves. Have your friend sell you. I think it's like a PowerPoint or something.
Yes,
you know?
It's so cool. So people do PowerPoints and they get really into it. Like there's graphs and and pictures and like it looks so fun. I just missed when I saw it and sent it to you. I just missed the New York one, the New York date.
Okay, the girl's based out here, so I think they're like a little more common out here.
Yeah,
so I sent it to Cassidy, and she was like, "Oh, I know the girl. She's great."
I had seen it, like, and I thought it was only LA, sent it to you and was like, you know, whatever. And then Cindy noticed that there was one in New York and sent it to me. And I was like, holy shit, there's one here, but I just missed it. So I really want to go to the next one.
Yeah. I'm sure they have an email list or something. You could figure out how to get on.
Yeah. But it looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks fun. And then I looked at the description and it also was like, so the presentations like happen. It's fun. It's, you know, crowd interactive, all that stuff. And then after is like just a mixer hang. Like, and then we all have a drink and whatever. There's some bar nearby or something.
Do you remember what it's called?
Yeah, it's just called All Hands on Deck. The literal title of the Eventbrite is All Hands on Deck. 17 people will pitch their single friend to an audience.
So fucking cool.
And it's also a combination. So it's not just for like straight people or straight women. Mm-hmm. Because I went to buy a ticket and it was, you know, women that date any gender. Women that date women. Women that date men. Men that date men, men that, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
And then there's a ticket option that's like, I'm actually not single, but, you know, here for the fun. So yeah, even if you're not single, you can go, right? But I appreciate, you know, that's apparently trying to keep the ratio as even as possible. I'm sure the presentations are like 50-50 or 25-25-25 if we also have the LGBTQ community in and whatever. I go to buy a ticket. Women that date men completely sold out. Everything else has availability. I'm like, of course. Of course. The classic tale. The classic tale.
Yeah. That always happens at my dinner club too, where they try to have an even ratio of men and women and you have to buy your ticket. So they release the monthly dinners at a certain time or whatever. You have to buy your ticket as a woman immediately when you get the alert. And there are tickets for men available like the day before.
Yeah. Women are on it. Okay. We're on it. We're making plans.
Yeah.
We're getting in there. Yeah. And then this other woman, actually, I don't know if I mentioned it here before. She reached out to me once about like a speed dating but I guess hers is a little bit of a matchmaking element that you like fill out a more in-depth profile, what you're looking for, check certain things. So, I mean, I don't know. It might just be her marketing. Cause then she reaches out and says like, I have someone I think you would hit it off with, you know, this event. So she reached out again and the event isn't a speed dating for this one. But it seems like they do some type of games and activities that it makes you interact with everyone there because there still was something like, and then, you know, at the end, we'll send you whatever lineup. Let us know if you have any matches, anyone you hit it off with.
Yeah.
So I am going to that Saturday. So I'm going to check that out. And it's the middle of the fucking day because LA is the weirdest
place. That's what you do in LA. That's what you do.
Maybe that's why my dates are getting canceled. Because God forbid I was doing a 7 p.m. It's at night. How dare I? Should be doing a hike in the morning. Like a normal person, Erica. What are you doing? Anyway. But yeah, so we got a date tonight.
We'll hear about that next week. And I actually also signed up for a couple different new speed dating or dating mixer things. TBD if they're going to be good or not. I will report back when I go. They're not until like the end of the month and then into May. But I've basically just been like, anytime that something comes across my Explore feed, FYP, whatever, that seems even remotely interesting and I'm free, I'm going.
Yeah, why not? We're doing the research for you here, guys. We're trying to
help. We are. Yes, we are. So this could
we'll be the bait.
This could be terrible, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. So I'll check it out. It looked funny. I did send the other one to Cassie. I'm like, do you know this woman? And she was like, she does keep doing events at the exact same venues that I do them. She's like, I feel like she's following my coattails a little bit. And I was like, well, now I have a double mission to report back and be like, let me see what this is all about. Let me see what she's taken out of Cassidy's book here. Party.
It's not a bad idea to be like, that venue looked good.
I mean, how else do you find venues? I don't know. You could just see an influencer that's there. I don't know. No idea.
Yeah, honestly.
But it's like, yeah, certain venues that are into hosting events, go for it. Especially, apparently, I mean, a lot of places are still really struggling post-COVID.
Yeah.
But Cassidy was running an event. Happy.
I'm running a Beer Olympics event for my volleyball team on Saturday. And actually, the bar that we ran it at, this is going to be our 12th one. We've done like a bunch of them. But this is the first time we're doing it post-COVID because the bar we used to run it at didn't make it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a hassle to find a venue that, especially one that will like host an event like this because it's kind of messy.
outdoor space? Is there outside?
Truly. So we found a place, but like that was the reason that I hadn't run it for 5 years is because finding a venue is hard. So
yeah, no one has a big enough place to host it.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, you know, after your Beer Olympics, you can cure that anxiety with some Sunset Lake CBD.
Oh my God, you know I'm going to need to. You know I'm going to need to. And this is the perfect time because Sunset Lake is still having their biggest sale of the year. It's their 420 sale. We talked about it last week. It's still going. It goes through April 22nd. It's 30% off the entire site, sunsetlakecbd.com. And if you spend $100, you get a free jar of their Vibes gummies.
Yeah, so check out sunsetlakecbd.com, special 420 sale. The code is 420, but it should automatically apply. And as always, we have our code FMH20 for 20% off. But their code gets you more. It gets you 30% off. 420, and you can use it on everything. So not just, you know, their new THC products, everything, all the CBD stuff. So pick your poison, whatever you're into, you know? I like everything. Yeah, I use all their stuff.
I like everything. Well, I'm not as into the THC stuff, but that's just a me thing, not a Sunset Lake thing. But I like all of their products. I brought so much of it to Costa Rica. They also very kindly donated gummies for the travelers in Costa Rica, and it's always a hit. So sunsetlakecbd.com. Check them out.
Check them out. You won't regret it.
Mm-mm. So I've been talking a bunch about how I'm trying to order in less. And part of that is that I'm cooking at home more. But when I don't have time to cook, which is more often than not, I have really still been loving Factor's meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, and they have so many options too. Every week, their menu, they have 35 options that you can pick from. So you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's so easy. It's no fuss and no mess.
It's so great. And I've also been really enjoying their add-ons that they have. So they have breakfast. They have on-the-go lunches if you don't work from home. I've been ordering their snacks recently to have like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah. And they also are celebrating Earth Day all month. And you can look for their Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. And that will be meals that have the lowest carbon footprint. So shout out to Factor for that one.
It's pretty cool. So you can head to factormeals.com/FMH50 and use code FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code FMH50 at factormeals.com/FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. All right. So our topic this week, we're revisiting a fun one of first dates. First dates, or maybe first couple dates, we could say, when you're new, getting to know somebody, or trying to get a date, trying to get a date. We'll revisit this for me.
Maybe you're just trying. Maybe yeah, you're just maybe. Trying.
Yeah, yes, maybe I could use some pointers from here.
We did some episodes about first dates like way back in the day, early, early days of the pod. So we figured it was time for a revisit.
Why not? So thank you all for submitting questions, as always, to help us figure out what exactly you'd like to know on this topic.
So starting out from the beginning, like let's go start to finish on this. You're on the app, right? And most people are meeting people on apps these days. So like your pre-date schedule. Let's talk about some moves to actually get on that date.
Yes, I have one I pulled recently.
What?
On the app, you know, talking to a guy about whatever. And then all of a sudden he said, so how's dating been for you in LA? And I said, and this is someone that did not cancel on me, by the way. So let me preface that.
Fantastic.
This is someone I've yet to go out with, but it worked. I said, do we really want to get into that? Or would you rather just go on a date? And he said, great point. When are you free?
Love that. Another thing you could have said is like, well, to be honest, I'm having a hard time getting people to actually go on dates. Would you like to do that?
Here's the thing. You could win a date with me if you show up. How about that?
All you have to do is be there.
Truly. But yeah, sorry. So I feel like I take those opportunities when it's something that I don't really want to talk about or a question you go, I don't want to type a long answer to this. You could just say
a long answer.
Yeah, we could say, you know, how about we talk about that over a drink? Or how about we get together and talk about that instead?
Yeah. And you can even do that if it's like a normal question that you don't mind answering or even a quick question, but you just feel like you've been talking long enough.
Yes.
You can very easily just be like, great question. Would love to answer it over a drink.
Yeah, that's why I love prompts that are something about food or things to do like in the area. What's your favorite spot for this? Or I think my answer right now is like, we're the same type of weird, maybe is the prompt. And then my answer is like, you have a list of, you know, places you want to eat, drink at, from need a reservation to a complete dive. And right. It's the number one thing people respond to or bring up when they start a conversation with me. It's like, oh, what are some places on your list? And then they give me some places on their list. And then I go, you want to go to one of these? We should go check one out. And they're like, great, done.
So easy. So easy. Yeah, I think that's a great move. And it just like it goes one of two ways, obviously. Like either the person is going to be like, yes, great, let's do it. Or you're going to find out that they're wasting your time.
Yes. Yes. This makes everyone put their money where their mouth is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a win either way, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's rare that I'll have men want to do like the phone call or something type of screening. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. And that's usually when I have them say, well, what about a FaceTime first? And I'm like, again, great.
Great. Sure.
Here's my number. Let's move it along. on to the next thing.
Let's get going.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I feel like a fraud right now giving this advice. But, you know, it's worked for me in the past. Just this, not this week.
Just not right now, necessarily.
Yeah,
we picked a really good week to schedule this episode.
Yeah, it's not me. It's the culture, guys. I was supposed to have four first dates coming into this episode.
Listen, you did your part.
I did. Anyway.
So you pull one of those moves. You say, you know, how about we talk about that over the drink? The person's like, great, perfect. If they don't immediately then take the initiative to be like, how about this place or how about this night? What are your thoughts on then also being the person to suggest that?
I feel like it's many things as I'll do at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I even had one of my dates was like this flaky, didn't hear from them, didn't have a place confirm, just had, you know, general day, general time. Right. And then I heard from them. I mean, I got into it more on the Patreon about nothing to do with the date. And so then I did send a follow-up, I don't know, a few days later. And I just said, so are we going to go on the date this week then? What's going on? Like, what's up?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, that'd be fun. And then still struggled. And that's when you go, throw it to the birds. All right.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Then you're just like, so what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I take it as a sign that things are going to be real hard all the time.
Yeah, you know? Anyway. But yeah, I'm like, there's no shame in being the person that suggests a place.
No, I agree.
Who cares?
And I also think that, like, so let's say, like, if we're role playing here and you said, you know, how about you said, okay, I asked you, you know, how's dating going for you right now? You said, oh, I could tell you, or we could talk about it over a drink. And then I said, that'd be fun.
I'd say, great. Here's my number.
What if I just texted you and didn't actually like suggest, hey, when are you free? Or let's go here. Are you still feeling,
we'll role play that up? Like a, hey, Erica. I say, hey, Allie. And then you send me a smiley because I had somebody do that.
So I said, hey, Erica, you said, hey, Allie, and then I just responded with an emoji?
Yeah, see, yeah, well, that did happen to me, and then that man I did not answer because I was like, No, fuck that, man.
Okay,
so that depends on my mood. That depends on my mood. But I think an easy thing to go is just, so what are you thinking for this week?
Yeah.
Even vague, just that vague. What are you thinking? So they could say day, they could say place, they could say some idea.
Something. I really like that question. I use that a lot because it indicates that they need to be thinking something.
Something, yes.
Like have a thought, as we've been saying. Have a thought.
A thought would be nice. Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, and you don't have to do 100% of the work here.
No.
It's just like, are you communicating? It is so basic. Just, what do you have? What days are you free? These are the days I'm free. Cool. What neighborhood? Like, you narrow it down one by one. At least that's my method. I don't know if you had something else you wanted to add here.
Yeah, I generally, unless the person is just is giving me nothing, I generally am of the mind to just try to get on the date.
Yeah.
Because
get it booked.
So much can happen on that date where like I have had people, and it's gone the other way too, but I have had people not seem super enthusiastic about like getting a time and a place or whatever on the books. And I've had to kind of be the one that's like, okay, great. I'm free Tuesday and Thursday. How about you? And then they'll say Thursday, and then I'll be like, okay, and I've had to suggest kind of all of the elements of the date. But then we get on the date and it goes great and it's not like that anymore.
Yeah. This is hard. This is where I'll get a little stubborn because I don't know. I think I've even asked before, just like, or if you don't want to go, that's fine too. Like, speak something. You know what I mean? Like I'm not your personal assistant that makes your appointments for you.
No.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm free Thursday. I'm free Thursday too. Okay. How's this neighborhood? You know, but that's why I like throwing them a question like, do you know any spots around here? You know, and it's like, fucking look it up. Look it up.
Yeah. They got to give you something. Like, I'm not trying to go out with somebody that's like the personal assistant thing is a great example. I also think it's important, especially if you are a woman who dates men and like the guy is typically are the ones doing more of that date planning. Traditionally, right? Mm-hmm. Offer some stuff up yourself too, because that sucks from the other perspective as well.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm good of like, I'll give you days I'm free, general area idea, or, you know, now that I have like a list of places, if they go, what's a place on your list? I got to come with something.
Yes. You know? Yes, you do. You must have a place. Like, didn't you talk to a guy in an app who said he had a list, but then was not able to provide you with anything on that list?
Yeah, I think we went out twice, and he'd always be like, "I don't know where to go." Oh my God,
where the fuck is your list?
Are you lying about this list? Or even if you don't clearly. Have a list, Google. You know, my
Maybe
New York
list
is clearly
list is like embarrassing,
right? I know it's like my list in New York is clearly much bigger than my LA list. I'm new here,
right.
But I'm working on it. I got something. I can look up places. But see, then I'm very stubborn on the second date. Second date, I'm like, you need to reach out to me and want a second date. And especially if I was the one doing all the work for the first one, I'm like, okay, you had your, you know, coupon or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It almost feels like I did, you know, you had your free coupon. I did the work the first time. All right. Let's see if you can meet me. Let's see if you have any excitement about this.
Yeah, I definitely have it in my mind if I was the one like pushing all of the stuff along on a first date, because I don't want that to always be the dynamic. And if that's going to always be the dynamic, that's not going to be for me.
No. And to be honest, it is more rare that like it will switch to be upfront. Yeah. You know, like anytime you feel the struggle, it's just like, is this worth it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we did a whole episode about approaching people in person. Do you feel like we need to do in person for this and get to the date?
I think it's a similar approach. So like if you meet somebody in person, most likely then you have each other's numbers, you're texting.
Well, I think that's actually the number one thing is people are like, how do you get someone's number? I'm like, literally just ask for it.
Just ask them. Yeah. Just ask them.
But I say think, like, hey, I would love to do something sometime. Can we exchange numbers? Like, I'll get your number or Instagram, whatever. Whatever you feel less intimidated to say.
I do think it can be a little harder. I feel like I have heard that you have to be a little more assertive in like getting on a date when that happens, because it's not as clear that that's the reason that you've exchanged numbers. Like a dating app is like, okay, even if people are flaky, everybody knows that the reason is to go on a date. Even if you're being a fucking flake. But that might not be true when you meet someone in person.
Yeah, sure. But I feel like you can tell when making the plans. Like just if they're excited and if they're down. It's like that's step one. And if someone's being dodgy, it's like, okay, maybe they just gave me their number to be polite. And then I leave it at the, you know what, you let me know when you're free. AKA, I am not going to bother you anymore.
Right. And we'll probably never speak again.
Right. It's just, I don't know if it was Matchmaker Maria I heard talk about this, but it's like so many times women will be like, you know, I was talking to this guy and I felt like we were hitting it off. And then like, he didn't ask for my number. And it's like, well, why didn't you ask for his? Like, mm-hmm. It's a scary thing for everybody.
Yeah. I got an Ask Me Anything question recently that was like, why do guys like smile and make eye contact with you, but then not come over? I'm like, the same reason that you didn't go there. That's scary.
Yeah, it's a little scary. They're trying to entice you to be like, does she want me to talk to her?
Yeah. Also, because not everyone responds well to an unwanted advance, even if that unwanted advance is like polite.
Yeah.
Even if the guy or the person, even if the person does everything right, quote unquote, and is respectful and it, you know, all, not everyone responds well to that. Some people are mean.
Yeah. Some people are very, very rude and very mean for no reason. So,
yeah.
You know, and then it's like, you just got to take it on the chin and walk back to your group of friends, which is like, that's the part that really sucks is like, if you're with other people, you're like, oh man, everybody saw that. Everyone saw me strike out.
But you know what? They didn't walk over to someone.
Exactly. I mean, I still say do it, but it's like, you know, if no one was there watching, I feel like that's when I'm the most bold, because I'm like, well, this is embarrassing. It is just embarrassing for me. No one.
I am the only one who has to live with these consequences.
Yeah. I could just leave immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we also got a couple questions about like, what if you get stood up? And I have a question on the question. Do you think this means you showed up and they didn't?
Like, is that's what that stood up means to me?
That's
is
the technical
you show
definition.
Up to the date. Yeah. And the other person does not show.
And they don't. Right. Like if they if they tell you they're not going, that's a canceled date.
Yeah. It's canceling. It's being flaky.
Yeah. So do you require for you when you're going on a first date, do you require a confirmation in order to go?
Yeah, usually there is one. That requires an interesting thing. I think that means like I require them to reach out to me, which not the case. I mean, like I said, it's an indicator that this person is more into it, or at least more considerate, more thoughtful, more whatever. But if I don't hear by a certain time, usually I would reach out and just be like, hey, like looking forward to it. Are we still good for this time? Like assume the sale, and they answer or they don't.
Yeah, same. And that's why I asked it in that way, because I think some people are like, oh, if I don't hear from them by this time, that's it. And I'm like, again, get on the date.
Yeah, my question to that is always, when did you plan it? Was it the night before? The date's on.
Totally. Yeah. If it's like a, if it's a Thursday and we're like, hey, cool, so let's go to this restaurant tomorrow at 7. I don't think we need to be saying at 4 p.m., okay, so we're, I'll see you at 7. Like, sure, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and this is because men just don't need as much prep time to go on a date, to go anywhere,
that's true,
really.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean? They don't have to have, they don't put makeup on. They don't have to do their hair a certain way or whatever it is that you do differently for a date, a different outfit. Like, they don't. So to them, they think about it when they're, like, going to leave wherever they are soon. And that's often an hour before, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, I would love a confirmation like that morning.
I love the way you phrase it. Assume the sale. I've like never thought about that and it related to dating, but because I do the same thing. Like I will never text someone and say, are we still on? Because I assume that if they no longer wanted to go or if they couldn't go, they would have told me that.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I, or the other thing is like confirmation. Sometimes I've held out when I get the vague, oh, we should do something. We should go this night. I'm like, great. Let me know. Let me know where you want me to meet you. Like, if I don't have a time or a place the day of and I don't hear early, then I'm like, well, the date's not on.
Yeah.
And if I have someone approach me about other plans, whether it's another date or like friends, I would just follow up with that person and be like, hey, were we still on for Tuesday? Like, where were you thinking? Or whatever. Some type of question.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have like a hard and fast rule about like if I haven't heard by, if I've tried to confirm and haven't heard and then other plans come up, hell yeah, I'm not holding a space for this person who like is being flaky. But if I'm still free and like still down to go, I don't have like a hard and fast rule about like, well, they didn't confirm until this time, so I'm not going.
Yeah. And if you want to have that for yourself, then that's fine. You know, like.
Yeah, agreed.
I say just communicate that. Be like, oh, well, since I didn't hear from you, you know, I ended up making other plans, but then throw them another night.
Yeah, I do think that that is a good move that I don't think a lot of people do because they're like, oh, well, they were the one who didn't confirm, but they didn't necessarily know that you had this rule.
Yeah.
So, yeah, throw them another night and then see – if they're like, oh, okay, we got to plan a little better this time.
Yeah. And like, trust me, I've been in situations that I was like being a little testy with people. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, like, I just don't feel great when I do that. And, you know, sometimes I'll still do that, but it's usually because you're, whatever, reading something on the situation where you're like, something feels off or this person's been frustrating to make plans with. You know what? I'm just going to be like, let me just leave it in your court and see what you come up with. But other than that, I'm like, when you do the testing, it just feels shitty most of the time. That it's like, you know, like, I don't know. It kind of takes the fun out of it for me.
The other thing we got in terms of like scheduling, planning the date, people were asking, so looking for date ideas that aren't just drinks, but also ways to like pivot out of a date idea that you don't want to do. Like, for example, a lot of people don't want to do dinner on a first date. I'm one of those people. If somebody suggests dinner, ways to like pivot out of that.
I mean, the thing about dinner is my question is always like, wouldn't you do that at an earlier time? So I feel like that's an easy way to pivot.
Possibly.
You know, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with just being like, how about for the first date, we just do drinks or we do this instead.
I think it can be so simple like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we overthink that stuff. And it can just say, like, you don't have to get into a whole long explanation. You can literally just say what you said, like, how about for the first date we do drinks? Or if they suggest drinks and you don't want to do that, say like, oh, how about we do a walk instead? But I think it's really important that we're providing the alternative.
Yeah. You can't just know things. If you shoot something down, you better come with a suggestion.
Yes. Same way as if you ask for a reschedule, you're the one responsible for it.
Yeah. At least starting it.
Yeah,
but I feel that way with friends. If you're like in a group and you planned whatever, and then someone's like, well, why are we doing this? And my question is always like, what would you like to do instead? And if you don't have anything, then shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Yes.
It's aggressive, but that's how I feel.
I agree with you. We approach this in the exact same way. I laughed out loud because it was so something that I do. When I was doing, so we're taking a little friend trip to Banff potentially next year.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. And I was filling out your survey of, you know, preferences, whatever kind of house you want to stay in, all this stuff. And I was dying laughing when I got to, I forget what question it was, where one of the options was like, I don't care and I won't complain about it.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what I want.
Yes. If you don't care, you don't get an opinion later. Your opportunity for an opinion is right now.
Yeah, here you go. Or, you know, email me at a later date if you have an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, just fill out the survey.
Yes. So the same thing, right? Like if you, like you get to have an opinion about this date plan, but right now in this moment, and suggest an alternative because yeah, that other person is doing the legwork to plan it.
Exactly. So sometimes it's like, if I don't have an alternative, then I'll just go along. It's like, this isn't going to kill me, you know? Or I've even had a date that was like drinks and maybe I just was like, I haven't been drinking or I don't feel like having a drink that night. And like, I'll just order a Diet Coke or something. And they'll be like, oh, do you not drink? And I'll be like, no, I do. I don't know. I'm just not in the mood right now. But like, this is totally fine. Like, so excited to meet you. Like, don't worry about it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. On that note, somebody asked, what are some good date ideas that aren't drinks? I have a few of these. What do you have?
I really don't like coffee. Because as a date idea, as a first date specifically.
Yeah. I literally don't like coffee. That's why I don't like coffee.
Oh, I absolutely love coffee, but I just don't think it's a very romantic date idea unless it is a walk where you got coffee, where like the coffee shop is not the date.
Yeah, something.
Because I think a romantic walk can be nice. I think it's getting easier because the weather's getting warmer. I think this is much harder in the winter.
Mm-hmm, very hard.
But I like walks or like, I'm putting picnic in quotes because you don't have to be like a whole spread, but like, hey, let's go to the park, maybe grab a couple snacks somewhere and go eat them in the park. I think that's a great first date idea.
Yeah, we should call them pandemic picnics because man, that was a popular date during that time.
Absolutely. Or ice cream.
I like a dessert date. I'll do dessert over coffee personally. I think it's great. There's so many cute little cafes that you can get. You know, whatever, whether it's ice cream or something else, and just like sit, have your treat, chill. You want to walk after, cool. It's nice. It's very low stakes, but it's cute.
Yeah. And it serves a similar purpose as a drink. It's like a similar amount of time having a little cup of ice cream or, you know, a little slice of cake or whatever dessert you're doing. I think it's like the same vibe, but just a different vehicle.
Yeah. I think an easy one too is look up places that have either pool, foosball, ping pong. Like if you're in a major city, there are definitely like official pool halls that like you actually have to pay to use the table and rent it for an hour or whatever. I've done that a couple times on a first date. And I really liked that because that really, I feel like made conversation flow so easier. It was like easy breaks because you're in the middle of doing something as well.
Yeah. My first date with the disco ball, we went to Royal Palm Shuffleboard Club and played shuffleboard. And it was like fun to be able to like be doing something. Yeah. And then like not, you don't have to, your conversation doesn't have to sustain the entire date.
No, but it's just, I don't know. It's more fun. Mini golf, that's another one. Sometimes there's indoor ones. Maybe not for a first date, but for, I think, a second or third date, it's fun to do some type of like class kind of thing.
Like a pottery class or a cooking class or something like that?
Like pottery can be messy. That's why I'm like, maybe not for a first date, but like cooking class, pottery, whatever. Literally just look up types of classes, events going on, something. I know we said bowling was an ick, but I'm like, honestly, bowling for a date is like, that's something. Get moving
around.
I've
done that on a first date. I probably wouldn't want to do a class on a first date just because I feel like.
Not for first, yeah.
But I'd be down for something like bowling.
Yeah, because it's like, you could have a drink if you want, skip the drink if you want, whatever. But it's fine. It's something to do, you know? Okay, so moving on to leading up to the date. So first question, I'll throw this one to you, Allie. Dealing with anxiety about meeting a new person.
So I think overall, like we got a couple questions about like anxiety for a first date. There's like two pieces here. There's the one piece about, you know, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? This is a brand new person. Like we'll talk about first date conversation, but like I'm nervous. This is a stranger I've never spoken to before. And for that, I would say, review your conversation with this person, review their profile, review like the things that you know about them, and think about some things that you can ask them that will make it seem like you already know them. Like you would start with a friend. Like if I met up with you and I know that you just had a show last night, and I'd be like, oh, how was the show last night?
Yeah. Something.
Like, that's how I would start dinner with a friend, is by asking them to catch me up on something I already know about. Try to do that with your first date.
Yeah, I think avoiding questions that are like a vague, like, how was your day? Even though, you know, honestly, if you're anxious, it's fine to ask that. It's fine.
I totally agree. It's fine.
But just having something else on deck is essentially what we're saying.
Yeah. And usually you'll know something this person did recently.
Yeah.
Even if it's as simple as like they cooked dinner last night, you can be like, oh, how was your dinner? What'd you make?
Right. Or, you know, you make the plan to go out that week. How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? You know. I usually tend to do questions about the place that we're at because it's very easy and just like in the moment, where I'll be like, oh, this place is great. You know, have you ever been here before? Yada, yada. Is there anything you recommend getting? Da, 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 da. Like little simple things like that. I feel like it's also just like an easy open end that also maybe eases anxiety because you're like, I don't have to talk about me and I don't feel like I'm making them talk about them. It's just a simple like, oh, what's good here? This is cool. Oh, I love the decor, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, agreed. And once you're like, I feel like it can be helpful to think about, okay, the first thing I'm going to say is this, like, or the first question I'm going to ask is this, if they don't ask me something easy. And then after that, it gets easier once conversation kind of starts flowing from there. The other piece of anxiety regarding first dates that I want to talk about is being worried about how it's going to go. Like, am I going to like this person? Are we going to want to go on a second date? For me, I used to worry about this a lot. Like, this used to cause me a lot of anxiety when I was younger. And it really helped me to try to decide for myself that first dates were meaningless. And what I mean by that is that it's like a stranger that I didn't know existed a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever the timing is. And if I don't like them and want to see them again, it has no bearing on my life. I didn't even know they existed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. First dates are overall very low stakes.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remind ourselves of that.
Right. Or, you know, maybe the anxiety is like, are they going to like me? Because someone wrote in like, how do you deal with anxiety after a bunch of failed first dates? And it's like, what's a failed first date? That you don't have a second? Like, I don't. It's like when people say a successful relationship or a successful this. It's like, well, what does success mean to you? And it's, you're kind of in that mindset where it's more like, do they like me? Or like, did I do something that didn't get me a second date? Where it's like, okay, do you like them? Do you like them? What did you really like find out about them? And a lot of times on first dates, you're like, it's not that much information I got. I got information that I liked. I liked our energy. I liked our chemistry. Okay, I'm interested in another date. I'm attracted to them, whatever it is. And it's like, okay, if the next date doesn't happen, I mean, so what? Like you said, it's a stranger. I didn't really know this person. Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we end up focusing too much on, will they like me or did they like me? And we don't stop to decide if we liked them in the first place.
Yeah, where it's like, just, you're getting to know people. It's just, first dates are information. That's all I say. I mean, any date is more information.
Yeah. And another, I know you've talked about this before, another good way to kind of remove some of the anxiety potentially of going into a first date is to, one, have a hype playlist.
Yes.
You know, music that like puts you in a good mood. My friend Nicole, who was in Costa Rica with me, has a playlist that's titled First Date Riz.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Mine's called I'm in a Movie. And it's a lot of songs from like the early 2000s, 90s, like Legally Blonde, all that stuff where there's this like pep in your step and you almost like remember this like fun scene. At least for me, like, that's like what takes energy. My mind. Yeah. Like, yeah, that, I mean, specifically that song Perfect Day is in Legally Blonde.
Yep.
And it's super like, it's cutesy, pump up, think like rom-com type music is like what I throw on mine to be like, we're gonna have fun, we're romantic. Yeah,
we're romantic,
we're a fun time.
Yeah. I love that. And then the other thing that you've talked about is having a go-to first date outfit.
Yeah, I have a couple,
so it makes it a lot easier if you're somebody who worries about, you know, deciding what to wear. For me, that part is the fun part, like, I like putting together outfits and trying new stuff, but if that part gives you anxiety, then having some go-to outfits that you know you like can be huge.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't have the energy to be like, I'll try the outfit on the day before or a few hours before. So it's like, when it comes time for me to put the outfit on and get out my door, I want it to be as quick and easy as possible. Where it's like, that outfit we liked, we wore it once, let's wear it again. Boom, boom, boom. It helps. It helps. And sometimes, yeah, if you get a couple new pieces that maybe make you excited to like go on dates, that also helps. Like a new jacket, a new belt, a new whatever, you know?
Yeah. And the good news is with the go-to first date outfit that no one will see it twice.
Well, that's partly the reason I do it too. Is like, if you're really going on a lot of dates, then you're like, what outfit did I wear? Like, I've been like, not terrified, but a little bit sometimes if I've gone on a lot of dates where I'm like, oh, I should be taking pictures of myself so I don't show up in the same outfit.
Realistically, though, do you think they would notice?
It depends on what it is. I wear I'm a pretty basic, like, jeans, basic color top, jacket. So it's like, if it's mostly black on top and regular jeans, I don't think they'd notice that much. As opposed to like, if I'm wearing something more bright and colorful like you do.
Yeah, maybe some of the stuff that I wear would certainly, they would be like, yeah, that tube top with the puffy sleeves.
Yeah, like for me, it's usually just what shirt did I wear under my jacket, you know? Right. And what jacket did I wear is really my two very varying pieces. But it's like, that depends on the guy. I don't know. But if they liked the outfit the first time, I don't think they'd complain if they saw it again. You know?
No, they're like, hey, I liked how you looked. Here we are again. So we've got leading up to the date. We've got during the date. But I'd like to talk about arrival logistics.
Oh, okay. Hit me. I'm never stressed about this. So
a lot of people are. We got a few questions. So first of all, arrival logistics can be tricky if the place you're going is crowded. Because like, you got to worry about finding the person and recognizing the person. What do you tend to do? Like, how do you decide like where you're going to meet somebody?
I feel like whoever is first there just usually sends a text. Hey, I'm here. I'm by this area. Assuming they're not there yet.
I feel.
Yeah, easy. Or I try to pick somewhere to stand. Or a lot of times I'll just stand by the host stand. I'll be like, oh, I'm here. Are you here yet? And if they're not, then I'll usually say like, okay, I'll grab a table or I'll grab a seat at the bar. Whatever. Just let them know. Yeah. You know, this is back to communication, guys.
Communication is key. Yeah. I think that's the move is to if you are the first person to arrive to say so, especially if it's crowded. And if it's not horrible weather out, I think that it is best to stay outside of the place.
If it's not crowded or if it is.
Either way, the reason is because I think a lot of times the initial greeting for a first date, especially if you've never met before, can be awkward. And I like to do that by ourselves on the street, just in case it's awkward.
Oh, interesting. See, if it's crowded, I'd be like, well, I got to keep an eye out to like grab a spot at the bar if we're doing a bar sit. Something
that's
like that.
True. Yeah. If you're worried about seating, then I think it changes things.
Yeah. This also, I don't think is a deal breaker for people. I don't think someone would arrive and be like, you didn't get a seat at the bar or,
oh God, no,
you didn't wait for me by the door. You know what I mean?
No, like,
I don't think anybody has
I just
that
mean to ease awkwardness.
True. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, usually someone's there and grabbing the table is what I experience. It's like, it's either it's me, it's them. You just get up when they get there, say hello.
Yada, yada. So speaking of that, do you have a go-to thing that you say? To say hello?
I usually just say, hey, it's great to meet you. And I usually give a hug. I'm a hugger, but that's just me.
I usually hug too, but I always say it's nice to see you.
Why do you feel like that's telling everyone around you it's a first date or something?
That, but also because I think it goes along with my advice to bring something up as if you already know the person. I think it like sets a more comfortable vibe. Again, it doesn't like – it's not making a huge difference. But I think I just like to do things to continue to set the vibe that we're like already comfortable with each other.
Yeah, I get that. I don't think about it that much.
Yeah, well, that's why we're doing the episode because people do.
I'm like, I don't know. I think I say that. I don't even really think about it. I'm just usually like, hey, you know, how are you? Something. Glad we could do this. I don't know. There's many things you could say. Here's a great question. How long would you wait for someone who is late?
How much are they communicating is my first question.
Yeah, stuff happens. I've been 10 minutes late to a date before. It's not the end of the world.
Absolutely, I'm waiting. I'm trying to think about, Okay, here's a follow-up question for turn the question back around on you. How long are you waiting before you say something, like before you text them? So like, let's say you said like, cool, see you at 7. You get there at 7. They're not there yet. How long before you send them a text to say something?
Well, I send the text when I arrive if I don't see them. I'd just be like, oh, I'm here. So then right. If I don't hear back, 20 minutes, I would probably send a follow-up.
Yeah.
Of like, what's your ETA? And if I don't get an answer, if I don't get an answer to that in 10 minutes, I'm gone.
Yeah, I think that feels right. It's happened to me before. Has this happened to you?
Like a full stand up like that? Where you're just like, are you?
Yes, that's happened. But no, what the thing that has also happened is that the person was really late, but didn't tell me that they were running that late.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, one time. So that happened one time that they just didn't tell me. And then they were like mad that I left after they hadn't written back to my "are you still coming" text. That guy, obviously, whatever, asshole. There was another time, though, the guy was stuck on the train. He didn't have service.
Oh, shit. Well, that I would forgive them then.
Of course. Yes. You know, and I did. And he understood that I left.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if anything, I'd be stuck on that train being like, oh, I hope they don't leave. But
I'd be panicking.
Yeah. Also, I'd be like, man, stuck on a train more than like a couple minutes. You start to freak out. Just not even worried about the
thing. I've been completely. I've been there. And yeah, not good. Even if I didn't have a place to be, I am anxious.
Yeah. I don't think this has happened to me where someone was like so late. I feel like the latest someone has been or I've been late was like 20 minutes, but there was communication.
Yeah.
Like, so sorry, blah, 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 like almost there, you know, whatever. And it's interesting because this is something I've heard male friends complain about or have like a not full deal breaker, but they're like, if the next date you're 20 minutes late or something, they're annoyed. But it's also because, you know, some people are I get there early people. So it's like, I haven't been waiting 20 minutes. I've been waiting 30 minutes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I am a person who just runs late, but I'm like a 5 to 7 minute late person, not a 20 to 30. I have been like 45 minutes late to a date once because of a train where I got stuck on a train, but I had service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're just letting them know. You're like, to be determined.
Right. And I said, I was like, I totally get if you want to reschedule. Like, I don't know when this train's going to start moving.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's totally fine. I'll have a drink. You get here when you get here. And then we ended up having a nice date. This was a few years ago.
Yeah. This is a very, I'm like, treat it like it's a friend. You're on the way to meet your friend. If you're running late. That literally happened to me when I went to Trivia at Rourke because I was like doing something. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, shit. And I was leaving my house. And I texted her like, I'm running 10 behind. And she said, okay, just meet us at the place instead of her place. And I was like,
yeah,
great, easy. Like,
perfect.
What's the fuss, guys? Just, we're all human. It happens. So this is interesting. How to bring the flirt, how to make a date more flirty.
I will die on the hill if not sitting across from someone.
You never do on a first date?
Not never, because sometimes it would be more awkward to insist that we don't.
Yeah, I was like, some places it's just a table. And I'm like, if the seats are across from each other, what am I going to do? Scoot it over?
If it is at all possible to suggest that we sit somewhere where we're not across from each other, I do.
I get that. I don't think, though, that's like it's you know, doom for flirting if you do.
No, it's not. But it's a hell of a lot easier.
True. Yeah. Though I do like a booth, though. That's what's hard. So I'm like, I love sitting in a booth.
I do. My very favorite setup is a corner booth where you are in the corner. So you're like 90 degrees from them.
Yeah. Like kind of perpendicular. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite setup.
Yeah. That's the best. But yeah, I mean, I guess in that case, if they're like, oh, do you want a table or the bar? Just say, let's sit at the bar if you're more comfortable with that. So here's something I found out Jordan and I both do recently.
Oh.
Not on each other, people don't fucking
I assume
he's seeing somebody. That's how this came up. But anyway, his is even a bolder move than mine of like a date's going well. But we always talk about like initiating touch, and sometimes there's this you're kind of almost like, when do I do it or what's my moment? But especially if a date's going well and it's like, bah, 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 with the talking. I would excuse myself to go to the bathroom sometimes, whether I actually have to go or not really. Or sometimes, hey, for people that are anxious or if you just are not an extrovert and you need a break, perfect, perfect, easy break. You just go, I'm so sorry. I have to run to the bathroom really quick. Have a nice little break in the bathroom for a minute. Okay.
Yep.
But when I would come back to the table, and this works if you're sitting next to them, you can easily do a like hand on the shoulder or like across the back touch as you like sit down.
It's always do that.
Something. Right? Isn't it so easy?
Yes. That is a great way. I mean, do it regardless of your seating setup, but that is a great way to initiate physical touch when you are across from them. Because like that's something that can be awkward because like I don't want to like reach my hand. Like, well, I'm not going to hold hands with you across the table on a first date. Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
Or go for some footsie with our shoes on.
Yeah. So like a good way to initiate touch is like, yeah, you come back and you just like kind of, you know, lightly touch them as you walk by them to go sit. I love that.
There you go. Something. I mean, don't, you know, go across the table, pass your seat and then come back. That'd be a lot. But,
let me just go. Just tag. Yeah, you're it.
Just let me just do a lap around this table, just to let you know I'm back.
I'm here.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times I think it's just eye contact and smiling. It's really
it's
that
so
simple.
It's so simple. Eye contact and smiling, and like an extra long. I think if like obviously you don't want to fake laugh, but if they say something like genuinely funny. And you are laughing to like extra long eye contact with the laugh of like that connection, I think can be really flirty.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually just, I don't know. I usually more in my brain, not more, but along with that, it's like my brain is kind of in more like, what are like fun things to talk about? Fun topics, joke about this and that. And that's why it's like, if you talk about something that's like a current, something current, like a movie that came out, a show, or this and that. You know, I'm in comedy, so sometimes it's like you're talking about comedy. So you're talking about kind of light topics that it also doesn't feel like too negative to almost like poke at something that you don't like a little bit because it has nothing to do with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like where you're like, okay, I like this show, but this one thing that drives me crazy is like blah, blah, blah. You ever notice that? And it's like, yeah, blah, blah. You know, kind of bonding over something like that is usually, for me, usually that's my go-to because it's like, all right, I'm not going to, this person's brand new. I can't like joke and bust their balls.
No. Like, yeah, we're dangerous too early territory. It's very dangerous to go into roasting territory on a first date.
No. Too much.
So we talked actually in last week's episode about like when people ask, you know, oh, so how's dating been going for you recently? Or like stuff like that, like questions that just like suck. How do you handle when somebody asks a question that you either like don't want to answer or you think is like a quote unquote bad question? Like that's going to like be a downer or like whatever it is.
I'm like, I can't think of a time that someone's asked me something where I was like, oh, like I gave an answer that's like, you know, an improv where it's yes and.
Mm-hmm.
So I always stay in yes and land on those first couple dates because it's like you don't have to shut someone down so hard about something unless it's like such a crossing the line. You know totally. What I mean? Like what was that example last week? Someone being like, how much money do you make? I'd be like, I would look at them and go, seriously? Like,
yeah,
what? Something as small as that is like, I'm sorry, what? Like, were you almost like, I'm gonna dare you to say that twice. but even that's almost not, it still is a little bit in yes and where you're like,
did I
sorry,
hear
what?
You correctly?
I'm sorry.
I
can
must
we get
have
another?
Misunderstood.
Yeah, can
I
we get another suggestion? Another suggestion from the audience, please? in the improv world. But a lot of times if it's something I don't like or want to get into or, you know, especially if people are like, oh, when's your last relationship? Yada, yada. I usually just keep my answers really short and I try to pivot out. And I don't even ping it back to them. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, it does. Because I feel like if you don't really want to get into the conversation, asking them the question back is a very bad way to not get into the conversation.
Right. And especially like we talked about earlier, some people are just a little anxious You know, if people are trying to come up with questions on a date. So they throw one out there and it's like, they don't know if it's bad and they're just trying to keep things moving. You know what I mean? Like, give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, or like we said, sometimes people are just like new to dating apps. So they're just curious. Or I even have some friends that like love hearing, you know, crazy dating stories or whatever.
Yeah.
And they like don't really care if it was on a date and a guy told them a crazy dating story or whatever. And I just was like, oh, it's something that I just don't naturally seek out in a way.
No, me either.
You know? So it's just like, I don't know. I just keep my answer short and I keep it moving. I think that's my move. What do you usually do?
Yeah, I think to use that example about like crazy date ideas, I have had people, including Mr. Worldwide actually, ask me like, oh, what's the like worst date you've ever been on?
Oh yeah, you talked about funnily, this last week.
Yeah. Funnily enough, when he asked me that, we were at the place that where I had it. Yeah. I don't answer it because I'm like, I don't want to have that kind of conversation.
Right.
And so I'll usually, like you said, I'll usually keep it short and pivot. So I think in that moment I was like, you know, like not every date's going to be amazing, but like, you know, nothing jumps out at me or like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. And then ask something completely different.
Yeah. If anybody asks about dates, I usually just say like, to be honest, I haven't had anything like that crazy.
Yeah. And to be like, nothing comes to mind.
Right. And sometimes though, people ask questions because they're setting it up for them to tell their own story about something.
Literally always.
Not always, but sometimes. No. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, some people have some like go-to stories maybe they think are like whatever. I mean, I've never operated that way in terms of like preparing for a date. So it like blows my mind when people do that, especially if it's like fun stories. Like I had a guy once be like, I don't know, we made plans and then he said something like, bring some stories. And I was like, what?
What?
What? No. Now you get no stories.
I'm bringing no stories. You won't hear a single thing about my life.
No. But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I don't know, stuff comes up naturally. I'm not going to prepare my material for you here on a date.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But yeah, it's a hard balance because it's like you want to be open. And you and I have both gotten that feedback of like feeling like we have a wall up. But it's also like you don't have to be open about everything on a first date, especially.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree.
All right. Ending a date. Let's start with the bad. All right. How do you end a date when it wasn't good?
I think when this came up at our DC live show. And somebody said, how do you tell someone that you have to go? And I literally just said, I have to go.
Something along those lines, throwing a like, oh, I hate to cut this short, but I gotta go. Even though you're not cutting it short. You're not cutting it short. You gotta like pretend it was a little better than what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I just think you can keep it so short and so simple. And that's true regardless of whether it's good or bad. Like, yeah. There are still times when I want to leave a date that I was enjoying, like either mm-hmm. because like conversation's starting to lag a little bit and you're like, all right, let's cut this while we're still having fun, or you're tired, or you just want to go to bed. You got to get up early, like whatever the fucking reason.
That's actually the easiest excuse. I've used that before, even when it's not true.
Yeah.
Where I've been like, you know, like I'm sorry, I've had a very long day. So do you mind if we, you know, get the check soon or something like that? And then I'll say like, I am having a great time. Even if I'm not, I'll lie. I don't care.
I don't say it if I'm not.
I mean, depends, but I have before. Just like, you know, you see someone's reaction if you're kind of like, oh, can we like wrap this up? And if they seem like sad, I might be like, oh, it's because of this. You know what I mean? Like, just throw something out there.
If I am having a good time and I just truly, it just, I used to be very guilty of marathon dates. Where I would like go on these like really long first dates and then end up overly invested in somebody that I don't know at all. Mm-hmm. And so I try to keep my first date shorter now for that reason. And so I do reiterate though, like give them that reassurance. I really had a good time. You know, maybe I'd say I would love to see you again. I'm just like really tired.
Yeah. No, people have things to do, you know?
Yeah.
We can wrap it up. I actually would find 100%. It endearing if someone was like, to be honest, my social battery gets drained. I'm kind of more of an introvert. Like, do you mind if we wrap this up or something? I'd be like, totally understand. I've been there.
I totally get it. Or like something that I've like jokingly referred. So I'm like a slave to my Oura Ring and my sleep time and my like sleep metrics. And I've used that as a joke. I'd be like, my ring has told me it's bedtime.
Yeah. You got to go. It's something.
I got to go.
Yeah. You can wrap it up for any reason, really. So you got
to
get
going. I think it can be tough, but I think you just have to get comfortable with disappointing somebody sometimes. Because especially if you're cutting off a date, like let's say you're going on a drinks date, you are not having a good time. You've had one drink and they ask if you want another one and you don't. They might be disappointed, but you know what? You're never going to see this person again.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, I haven't had a date that was like, I guess the wing guy was pretty bad and I could have just like left in 20 minutes. You like looking back, I'm like, okay, if I had that date again, like if I had gone on my date tonight and it's like that, I would just leave. Like, you know, like live and learn, you know, sometimes. So I'm like, if a date's truly awful, I'm like, you don't even have to finish your drink. You could just be like, you know what? I got to go. 100%. And if they're like, oh, what do you mean? What do you have to go? Just say, I just have to go. I'm sorry.
Away from here. I have to go to not here.
I just have to go, you know, and then just go, great to meet you. I'm going to head out. And I would just leave. And that's also why I keep cash on me. I'll throw cash down if I feel like it. But usually if a date's that bad, then I definitely don't feel like putting my money on the table. So
yes, 100% agreed.
I'm like, you can afford this $10 drink. I don't care. Yeah. I'm like, if anything's bad, I'm like, leave. Someone asked something like that. What was it? I forget exactly what the wording was. Yeah. Like if it's awful, just leave. It's fine. I mean, so bad you feel unsafe. Literally, like, be like, I have to go to the bathroom. Just get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there. Tell the server. Be like, go distract that man. I'm leaving.
Go distract that man.
You know what I mean? But it helps. Like, for your safety, tell other people. Be like, this man, I don't feel safe. I need to leave. Like, please make sure he doesn't follow me. Like, you use the people that are around you. You know what I mean? Speak up. That's like worst, awful scenario. All right. So first date kisses. So let's assume you want a first date kiss. What do you do? Or I guess, if someone asked to kiss or not to kiss. Like, do we have a rule on this? I don't have a rule.
No, if you want to, do it.
No, if you want to, go for it. Just linger. I mean, that's what I try to do. I just try to linger a little bit.
I think linger and eye contact.
Well, yes, I'm not looking at the floor, but
yeah. Well, I think eye contact can be uncomfortable. Like holding somebody's eye contact can be uncomfortable. But I think that is like a little silence, a little like soft smile maybe, and some eye contact.
You don't have to ask for one. I've never had to ask for one, I don't think. I've had dates where I was like, oh, I was down to kiss them and it didn't happen. But so what? We'll go on another date. Not the end of the world. Yeah, and if you're like, I don't like to kiss on first dates, that's up to you. This is something I'm like, meh. I don't know many people that have a rule on this. I can't even like think of to reference. Actually, no, I saw some dating coach on TikTok. And I liked what she was saying. And then I went to her page because I was like, maybe we'll have her on the pod. And then she had a rule of no kissing till 3 months.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Have you
person.
Seen this woman? She's a lot of followers. Yeah. And I was like, in the what? Who? What is this? I was like, and she's like, because you're building intimacy and connection. I was like, what? I'm like, yeah, you can build those things without kissing. But at the same time, like, why are we depriving ourselves from kissing somebody? That's insane. Yeah,
100% agree.
That's, wow, wild. I'm like, virgins are kissing. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Virgins are kissing.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, God, when I was a virgin, I was making out a lot. Yeah.
When I was a virgin, I was making out all over the place. Yeah, so
I was
much
trying to make
out
as much as I could in my basement, wherever. You know? But it was like, that was so exciting. And it's like, you're going to deprive me of that? I can't kiss somebody? Anyway. Yeah, someone asked, making it less awkward. Yeah, sometimes life is just awkward, guys. I don't know what to say for that. I don't know. It's like, it is what it is. It can get better. The same way with sex, we're just talking about kissing. It might be a little awkward.
It might be. It definitely can get better.
Yeah. How to initiate it? I mean, same thing, right? We talked about that. I mean, get a little closer to them. That's like the only other thing I could think of that we didn't say. It's like, yeah, it's personal space because then it gets personal. If you get in there a little. But it's hard. I mean, this is hard. This is hard to give a step-by-step because it's like, this is where we got to use social cues, guys, and read the room. Because we've all been there where someone is trying to make a move on us and we don't want it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to think of the body language that's happening there. Don't be fully facing them. Take a step back. Don't be making eye contact. Do the opposite of what we just said, I guess.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think is an easy way to do it is like, so oftentimes you'll go in for a hug, right? And like, as you're pulling back from the hug, you can like have your hands kind of linger.
Yeah, like slowly. You know what I mean? Yes. Like the pullback is slower and maybe looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. When it's quick, you're like, I am looking hard to the left. A quick little, you know, pat hug. And then I'm taking a step back. Then I'm getting out of that space. Right.
Yeah.
Does that make 100%. Sense? This is an audio medium. So I'm trying to be like, how is you're like, I describing it correctly? You know, what's the thing in Hitch? They go 90, you go 10 is what it's supposed to be. She's fiddling with her keys. I guess that's one.
Yeah. And he's like waiting with his lips like pursed.
Yeah. See, this is why it is nice. I mean, it is nice if you go on a date that's like kind of in your neighborhood because you can like walk, maybe have someone walk you home. But I understand if people aren't comfortable with that and don't feel safe. So it's also like you can walk them to the train or they can walk you to the train. And usually these extra little moves and things are typically on the side of not only do they want a second date, but they possibly want to make a move and they're trying to maybe get somewhere where you feel a little more comfortable or they're trying to feel that out type of thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, what else to wrap up dates?
To wrap up dates, I think we have the post-date communication.
Oh, the Lindsay Metzeler question right here. Should you send a thank you text?
Should you send a thank you text?
I don't think it makes a difference if you send it or not. So if you want to send it, then go ahead.
I really don't think it does. I really don't think it does.
No, it does not.
If that is the difference between somebody wanting to go out with you again or not, what is wrong with that person?
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't say thank you at all on the date, obviously. Like,
which, yeah, say thank you on the date. Say, if they've paid for you, you know, if they've done things, say thank you.
I mean, even if they didn't, I've had where I split it. And at the end, it's just like, oh, well, like, this was so nice. Like, thanks for organizing or thanks for, like, it's like,
thanks for coming out. Thanks for spending time with me.
Thanks for coming. Glad we could do this. Like, it's always like something, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm like, if I followed up, like, I got home and I was just like, I don't think to do this. This isn't naturally something I do. But usually I do if it's a, like, let me know when you get home safe. Hey, I'm home. Thanks again. I had a wonderful time. Or whatever.
Yeah. I think I like that move.
It's nice. People like to feel appreciated. That I'm like, I don't think this is like too much, you know?
No. I totally agree. And I think also similarly, I don't think it matters who follows up after a first date. I know that you want the other person to ask you on a second date.
Yeah, I do.
But do you have a rule about like a follow-up of like, hey, I had a great time?
If I'm feeling it, then I'm more likely to send the text when I get home that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's my way of being like extra green light.
Yes.
But no, I wouldn't follow up another time. But I don't usually. Because I believe if they want to go out with me again, I will hear from them.
Yeah, I feel the same way about me. Like if I want to go out with them again, I'll text them. So like I don't have necessarily that like for the second date. I just, yeah, I feel similarly that it's like, I just don't think it matters. But I get it. I get why you don't want to.
Yeah, I put it this way. Men that really wanted to date me, I heard from quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm I don't feel like it's ruining anything over here. At least
no, I don't think either way is ruining anything. Like, I feel like it's like a lot of this stuff. It's my mom has a saying that I don't think applies to everything, but I think applies here. And that is, if it's right, you can't do anything wrong. And if it's wrong, you can't do anything right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like and extremes.
I don't think, you know, it's, eliminated, I don't think it's a blanket statement, but
yeah. Or it's like, obviously not extremes, here. You know, it's like, yes, we all could really like someone and they could do something so awful that we would not want to keep seeing them. Like, obviously, but yeah, no, essentially. Yeah.
Yes.
But like I said, I'm like, I'm mostly a stickler about that because a lot of times I'm the one that gets the ball in motion for the first date. So it's like, it's sense. Very yeah. easy for you to keep dating me if I just keep doing all the work.
Totally. Yeah. That's the pattern thing is a thing. Like if that's, I think if I had felt like I was going 90 and they were only going 10 for the first date planning and all that stuff, I would be far less inclined to be the one to reach out. And not that I'm like, oh, he texted me and then I texted him. And then like, I'm not keeping score in that way, but I feel like I would just not like the feeling.
Yeah. I was like, I think sometimes it's hard to not keep score, but it's not even keeping score. It's feeling.
Yeah.
Where it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
if I come home and if I do send the text, even if it's just a, hey, I'm home, you know, thanks again, great night. And then I hear from them the next day at 3 p.m. I'm like, okay. And I take that as a sign as you're not really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's especially why I'm like, I just think it's very telling. So that's why I'm like, I'll sit back a little bit on that part.
I hear that for sure.
Or the person that follows up like 2 weeks later, I'm like, what happened? Get out of here. What are we doing?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Like, okay.
2 weeks.
I haven't heard
that,
a peep.
To me, that means they were going on dates with someone else and it didn't work out.
Exactly. 100%. So that's why I'm like, I like to see how it plays out for second date personally. But same thing. I'm like, I do believe if I follow up, I'll probably be getting some vague stuff if they don't want a second date. So I'm like,
yes,
I don't think what you're doing is like so wrong. You know, we're like, I'd be like, stop what you're doing.
Stop immediately.
People. Stop what you're doing. Cause sometimes that is an anxiety soothing thing that you're like, I just want the answer. And I've been there where I'm like, I'm impatient. Give me the answer. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't feel embarrassed. I just want the answer. I want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like that guy, I did follow up with that guy for the first date. I was just like, we going on that date or what?
Yeah.
Like, can you get it together? You can't? See ya.
Fine.
Fine. someone asked what official post-date etiquette. I think it's kind of up to you. I think, yeah, thank you text is nice if you want to send one. But I'm like, the thank you in person is fine. It's enough.
Yeah.
Scripts for following up. So this is your category. You follow up for a second date. What do you usually say?
I'll say, hey, I had a great time on Thursday, whatever day, you know, maybe I'll put something in that we talked about, like, you know, I finally got around to watching Ozark, or, you know, I hope that presentation went well, or like whatever, like one like little thing that's like a callback to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say like, I'd love to go out again if, you know, if you're free next week.
Okay. Yeah.
And keep it like super simple.
Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says, what if you don't want to go out again?
So the gold star situation is the thing that we still don't have a great new name for, the MOO, the mutual opt-out.
Mm-hmm.
Which
unsubscribe, we also have
we also have a contingent of people that are very attached to MOO. So, but that I think... if the other person doesn't say anything, I am not usually going to proactively tell them I'm not interested.
No, nobody do that, please. Anybody listening, please don't.
There are people doing it.
Because nobody asked. No right? one asked. No one asked.
Like, it's like that meme that's like, nobody. And then it's him. I just didn't really feel a connection.
Yeah.
No one like, asked.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I think my initial move is to not say anything. And I think that goes for anybody to just, you know, if especially if you're reading the room and you're feeling like, yeah, they also weren't feeling the vibe. Mm-hmm. We both know what happened here.
Yeah.
We can both walk away unscathed. It's fine. Though then, if they text me anything, even if the thing that they have texted me is not immediately asking me out, I will usually pretty quickly send the thanks but no thanks type text.
Whoa, you send it before they ask you out?
If we're like going back, like I don't think there's any reason for us to talk if we're not going to go out again. And I don't want to like have a whole long drawn out conversation where then we finally get to them asking me out and I'm like, actually, I don't want to.
Okay, I guess it's debatable of like how long. Because sometimes people are texting you because they're unsure if you would go on another date I feel like is usually that. It's either that or they want to hook up. They don't want a date. They want to hook up. So they're like, let me see if I can kind of keep you around and make this more casual.
I don't think I would do it if someone just like, hey, Allie, good morning. I wouldn't be like, hello, Erica. I do not want to see you again.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, well, how much? Whoa. I was like, let's chill. No.
It's like, but like, if
you feel it, you feel it coming usually.
Yes, exactly. If there's a couple back and forth and it's clear that they're trying to like sustain a conversation, I'm like, I don't want to continue this conversation with you knowing that I don't want to see you again.
Okay, so how do you say that? Nicely.
So if they're like, hey, so like, how was your week? Or if they're like continuing to kind of like ask questions,
yeah,
I'll just say, again, something super simple of like, you know, my week was good. Like, I want to be honest with you, though. Like, I had fun the other night, but I just don't feel the connection that I'm looking for. I really wish you the best.
And fully end. Okay, that's fair. And then it's easier if
they've officially asked you out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm like, I feel like that's essentially the same script. When someone's like, hey, what do you have going on? You could say, hey, thanks again for the other night. To be honest, wasn't feeling the connection. You know, hope you find what you're looking for. Best of luck. I did have a nice time. Compliment sandwich.
Yeah. Easy. I think super simple. And yeah, I think it's the same either way. It's obviously easier if they've, I actually did have somebody, he was obviously just hurt, but he was, it had gone on a while, this conversation, to the point where I was like, even if I did want to go out again, like if I'd wanted to go out again at that point, I probably would have said something to be like, would you like to go out again? Because it was like drawn out, right? So, but I didn't. So I said, you know, basically the script that I just said. And he was like, well, I didn't even ask you out again.
Yes.
I'm like, come on, dude.
See, but that's why, that's essentially why I'll wait for the ask out or I just let the convo die. Where I'm like, I'm not being a great texter. The easiest move is literally just delaying when I reply to them. I've done that.
Yeah, I usually just like don't want to even deal with that. Because I'm like, it'll like occupy more brain space for me if I know there's this person that I need to reply to, or like I know there's this conversation that I really don't want to be involved in.
Yeah, this is where we differ. Like, I'm like, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, it's just like better for me. It's similar to like inbox zero. Like it's better for me if I don't have pending things.
Okay.
And I would rather also, if I'm thinking about myself on the other end, if I want to see someone again, I would want to know as soon as possible that they don't agree.
Yeah, but you also don't drag it out, you know?
Well, no.
Because I'm just saying, I'm like, when I've had this, it's usually one conversation we have via text and then it's done. So the ask out didn't happen. I didn't say anything. And I kind of was like, all right, I don't know. That's just me. And I'm like, okay, that died. I'll just let it die. All right, but I think that's it for this one.
I think it's great. I think this is a fun one. A lot of first date talk, and hopefully we will be able to put these suggestions into action soon.
Yes, I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it. I've been sending out my likes.
I'm gonna sign off this recording and go respond or go send some messages. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, look at us. We'll do it. All right. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.